أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها كعرض السماء والأرض أعدت للذين آمنوا بالله ورسله ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم Sadaqallahul Azim. In these ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speak about those aspects of the human that excites the human mind, that man gets obsessed with at different stages of his life. First is the life of childhood, and then we go into our teens, our adolescence, and then man matures. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about these different aspects. Allah says, اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو. O insan, O reciter of the Quran, know well that the life of this material world, number one, is لعب, it is play, ولهو, it is amusement. As children grow up, they are hardly grown, and one of the things that they like to do is they like to play. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to this life as that la'ib. And then a child becomes amused with different things. Ulama have explained in the word la'ibun, to play. But in that play, there is no benefit whatsoever. And then lahun, a person entertains himself. The idea is to entertain oneself. But at the same time, there is some material benefit. Like, for example, a person may walk, or a person may run, or a person may do some archery, etc. So his intention may have been to relax his mind, but there is benefit insofar as the physical body is concerned. Wazinatun. After that, the little child grows up, and then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has recognized that stage that we find now that all the toys are put away. Well, children of today are different. The toys also are different. But wazinatun, we will find now, is a lot in front of the mirror, is very, very conscious about his appearance. He wants to wear, or she wants to wear the best. So wazinatun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is an adornment, that now everything has to be up to date. Then that carries on, watafakhurun baynakum watakathurun fil amwali wal awlad. That stage comes over, and then we will find that there is a competition now, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that, وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ, that there is boasting between yourselves, that now one person will compete insofar as the appearance is concerned, insofar as the other aspects of their lives are concerned. And then last, Allah ta'ala says, as man grows up, like little children that played with toys, little children that would not want to share their toys, if a toy got lost or it broke, a little child will cry. Now what is the toys of the adults? Allah says, وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. Then we will find that they begin to rival, they begin to boast with each other insofar as the accumulation of abundance of wealth is concerned. Like that little child that would have boasted his little car, now we will find adults doing the same. That little child boasting about whatever he has, we will find adults doing the same. The last part of it, wal awlad, that in the old days, in these days also, the world has turned upside down, that people used to be very proud about the number of children they have. Today it is upside down, only the Molanas will have a few children, but otherwise everybody else, nobody else wants to have children. But this is in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in the time of the past, and we need to look into the change in mind that has come, that mindset that has changed insofar as our modern lives are concerned. How is all this now? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws a parallel, an example. كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارُ نَبَاتُ. Ghayth refers to rain, that when it comes down after a long time, there hasn't been rain, and then rain starts, the initial rains of the season. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it. Allah Rabbul Izzah says that like when the rains come down, then whatever shoots up from the ground, the crops that shoot up from the ground, that begins to marvel the farmer. He is now very proud about the kind of crops he has. He begins to look at it, how lush it has become. But Allah Ta'ala says, that is all short-lived. ثُمَّ يَهِيج. Allah says, then it starts withering away when the rains come to an end. And when it withers away, what happens? فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًّا. You will see the crops now all become yellow. That is our life. That there was a time when we were little children, like the little seed that was planted, we were in the wombs of our mothers. A little stem came out. We were also little children. And then we became bright. And we looked very, very handsome, very beautiful, healthy. And then a time of life comes when we also begin to wither away. And then what happens? Allah says, ثُمَّ يَكُونُ حُطَامًا. That crops become straw. That crops just flies away into the air. And like that also, we wither away from this world, and we also have to leave this world. And here Allah ends the example of our life. So if we take heed of this, and we will know which stage of life we are in, then of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. That now that crops has come to an end, and that is over. The straw flew into the air, it became dust, and everything is gone. But insofar as insan is concerned, everything, or rather nothing, has come to an end. Allah says, and in the akhirah, in the hereafter, an azab that is shadeed, an azab, a punishment that is severe, together with that, وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٌ. How we worked in this world is how we will reap in the hereafter. If we worked according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we earned according to the commandments of Allah, then Allah says, and maghfirat from Allah, forgiveness from Allah, waridwan, and also the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reality of this world, Allah says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. And the life of this world, of this worldly life, is nothing but mata, enjoyment, and al-ghurur, such enjoyment which is very, very deceptive, that we are deceived by this world. This world makes us think that we are going to be here forever. The things of this world make us feel that it is going to be here forever. But all of it is temporary. And the message of this ayat is a very, very simple message, that you are going to go through different stages in your life. But remember, it is going to come to an end. Remember, there is akhirat. And an insan that is intelligent will work towards the akhirat, will work for the akhirat, accumulate for the akhirat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.